This is Jill from LaSalle College Radio, and I have singer-songwriter Chase Coy from Nashville, Tennessee on the phone. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome.
So when did you start writing your songs?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was around 10 or 11, and then really started writing songs around the time I was maybe 15 or 16. But that was kind of always the goal for me with guitar, was to be writing and making my own stuff. So kind of that was where my mind was from the second I picked up a guitar, was kind of how I could get there, where I could be writing my own stuff.
That's awesome. That's a pretty young age. What were your songs mostly about at that age?
girls, right? Mostly girls, probably some stuff about how I was frustrated with my parents or didn't enjoy my schoolwork or something. Who knows? It'd be definitely an adventure to go back into some old drives and find some of those songs.
Yeah, I'm sure. So who are your influences?
I listen to a lot of different music, so it's hard to narrow it down. But as far as my new album goes, I would definitely say there are singer-songwriter influences with that. Bon Iver is a good example. Gautier is another good example, actually. I did a lot of sampling of the drums and stuff like that. And things like that I remember hearing on his record. And but there's also some more indie influences and stuff like that. I don't really know who to point to directly for that stuff, but I also just produce, and so I really pull from a lot of different places, depending on the song and the band and different things like that. So as far as my new record goes, those are some of the top ones for sure.
That's awesome. So do you have like a special place that you like to write your songs?
Not really. A lot of the stuff I write, especially for my own music, is written in my own studio, which is a part of my apartment. And I really enjoy that just because it's so laid back and, you know, all the comforts of home. I got a little mini fridge and all that. So that's where a lot of it happens, though, just because I'm working out the tracks as I go in the studio. So that kind of allows me the freedom to be fluid with that and allow it to kind of be a little more free form.
So I know that you mentioned that you play guitar. Do you play any other instruments?
I pretend to play a lot of instruments, but I wouldn't say I even play guitar that well. I mainly try to stick to vocals nowadays, but every once in a while I'll break out an acoustic guitar and play it, maybe some keys or program some parts, but I really don't play a ton of instruments anymore.
So you were signed at the age 18, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get noticed by the label?
Well, actually, when I released my music for the first time on iTunes, after having sold it through the mail for some time, which grew outside of what I was able to keep up with, essentially. And when I put my music on iTunes, they featured it, put it on an essential playlist, and also recognized me at the end of the year for a couple of different things. And through all that, I had good sales, and then good sales kind of pulled the label in, I guess, which is a pretty typical thing, I would imagine.
So can you tell us a bit about how it was to be signed at such a young age?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun, for sure, and got a lot of experiences and unique opportunities that I wouldn't have had otherwise. There was a lot of stuff that could have gone better also, but I learned a lot. It was amazing working with a major label. It's definitely a different environment than what I'm used to. Being self-employed and working for myself as an artist and a producer is a very different world from the corporate kind of structure and organization of the label system and stuff like that. But overall, like, I was treated really well, and I felt like everyone really believed in my music and what I was doing, and at the end of the day, they let me out of my contract early so that I could, you know, independently release a new record on my own when it didn't look like things were going to continue, and I really have nothing but positive things to say about the whole experience. I learned a lot, so.
That's awesome. So shortly after that, you had moved to Nashville, correct? To start producing and with other people. So
yeah, I actually moved down here first for school, but within a year, I was just working full-time doing production and writing.
That's awesome. So what was your experiences with that, with producing with other people? And
well, Nashville is a really amazing place because there's so many talented people here doing so many different kinds of things. And I really feel that in the last few years that I've been here, I've grown more as an artist and a writer than you know, at any other point in my life. And I think a lot of that is just from working with really, really talented people that push you to better yourself and become, you know, the best, you know, whatever you do. So for me, it's production and writing. You know, I look at musicians that work here and realize, you know, I play guitar, but they really play guitar, you know. But you discover what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are, and you kind of learn to lean on other people and to be confident about what you bring to the table in terms of collaboration. And so that's been an amazing growing experience as I've lived here.
Wow. So you've had quite a few albums. Do you find that you're changing your sound a bit with each one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always, you know, getting older in, you know, really concrete terms. And so I've got new music, and I, you know, the music industry is changing. But on top of that, just my music taste changed. And so every album is just a little bit more, you know, of what I want at the time. And so this new record, I think, is really probably the most complete record that I've made, in the sense that I knew exactly what I wanted to make with this record, and I really set out to do something specific, and I feel like it accomplished that. And now I guess we'll see if everyone agrees that it was the way to go. But yeah, it all factors into kind of how my sound has grown. Also, you know, I've done some side projects and stuff like that, and I feel like whenever I take a break to work on some different kinds of music, I always come back with a fresh perspective on my own and how I can incorporate those elements and things like that.
So your albums seem to tell a continuous story, some about heartbreak and newfound love. Is there like a certain person or people behind how you make your music around these themes?
My music is always, you know, informed by my own personal experiences, as far as just even when you're writing about something that's not necessarily, you know, your life in that exact moment, you always pull from your own experiences to write those things, and so that's always a part of it. But this record, more than any that I've made before, each song points very specifically to a situation in the past year or two of my life, and it's a very it makes me feel very vulnerable to be putting all that out there, but it's very much a very personal album to me, in that every single song is very personal. It's about a very personal situation that really occurred, and it's all tied together. And there is a girl who, you know, was I don't know exactly how to describe her, other than I will say that on the record I do refer to her as the devil. So I suppose that's a good place to start. And then it's a story about the girl who came in after that and kind of picked up the pieces and repaired me, and you know what that's been like, which has been incredible. And my favorite songs on the record are the happy ones. So, but it tells a complete story of, you know, where I've been at for the past year and a half or so, and it's definitely been an up and down ride, but mostly up now, which is great.
That's great, and I'm sure your fans can relate to that. So your album's coming out on June 23rd. It's really exciting. What are your plans after the album is released? Are you planning to go on tour at all?
I'm not really planning on touring at the moment, so that's always subject to change. It kind of just depends on what offers are coming my way. But for the moment, I'm just writing more music and continuing to produce and work in Nashville, working on a new record for my band Sun Culture, and I'm also probably going to start working on the next Chase Coy record. So,
awesome. So out of everything that you've written, if you can choose, what do you think your favorite song is to play? Or if you have to pick, you can pick a favorite album.
Well, as cheesy as it sounds, my new album is definitely my favorite. But I would say of all those songs, my favorite one on there would maybe be Each Shallow Breath. Which is one of the ones you get for the pre-order. If you go ahead and do that, you get that song. It's the one that ends the record, and it's pretty much the summary of kind of like where I'm at now and how things are on a good note, and I'm glad that the album gets to end that way, and I'm glad that my life is going that way. And so right now, I love that song because it represents, you know, a lot of great things for me.
So when you aren't producing and writing songs, what do you like to do? Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I play a ton of video games. That's my hobby. I'm going to call it a hobby. I think some people would probably disagree, but that's where I spend a lot of my time. I spend a lot of time reading also and just hanging out with friends and stuff.
Awesome. I think that's a pretty legit hobby. So is there anything that you would like to say to your fans or how to get the album, how to find you online?
You can always find all my stuff at chasecoy.com. You can find the album pre-order there. You can find previews of new music. You can find any of my updates, all that stuff. Essentially, if I had anything to say to people who listen to my music and our fans, I would just say, you know, thank you for listening, and thanks for giving me the sense that I'm not alone. I know a lot of people listen to music and feel that way when they hear certain, you know, words coming from someone else, but to me as an artist, that's part of the reason I started making music was to reach out to people and connect. And so it means the world to me to see that that music that, you know, is so personal to me and has such meaning to me can also then, you know, become meaningful to other people in their life. It's an amazing thing, and it's an amazing gift that that I've been given to have people listening to my music. And so I'm just really appreciative of that, and thank you.
All right, well, thank you for joining me on LaSalle College Radio. I look forward to hearing your new music, and thank you so much for doing this interview with me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for interviewing me.